You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. It is August 1st. It's, of course, August 1st all over the world, but in Washington, D.C., and especially on Capitol Hill, these are the dog days, the benign, lazy sort of dog days where it's really hot and lawmakers in the middle of an election campaign don't do that much. It's kind of benign, kind of sleepy, but lurking out there just offshore is a bickering fight between the Democrats and Republicans over offshore drilling, and it could just mean the shutdown of the government. Joining us now is Todd Zwillick, our Capitol Hill correspondent, reporter anchor for Capitol News Connection. Todd, what's going on down there?
So dramatic. Can't you sense our drama this morning, Todd?
I love that intro.
Go, baby.
Yeah, well, a looming shutdown. Some of us on Capitol Hill have been saying that the debate over oil could go nuclear. And I know that's really cute, but there is a possibility that this could happen. They've been arguing over offshore drilling and oil policy for the better part of 2 months, and most people know that. And some people probably know that they're leaving today for the August recess in both the House and the Senate, having basically accomplished nothing. So flash forward to when they come back in September, this problem still looms out there. The Republicans are dug in. They want new offshore drilling, and the Democrats do not want new offshore drilling. They're in favor of some, but not new.
Well, Todd, let's listen to some of the voices in this debate. Here's Representative Dan Burton of Indiana, Republican, talking about, you know, the confrontation that's looming in precisely the words that you've used.
I was there when we shut down the government. That was based on a spending issue, totally spending. And Newt Gingrich said, if we're going to control spending, we have to shut the government down. We have to be firm. That backfired. And Newt got a lot of flack, and so did all of us. But this is a different issue. We're talking about people paying $4 or $5 for a gallon of gas.
The stakes are higher, just like the energy prices. Here's Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina.
This is very different than 95. I think the American people, the overwhelming majority of American people, would want the Republicans to stand against any ban on drilling. And I think it would backfire on the Democrats if they try to threaten a government shutdown so they can have a ban on drilling. I don't see any way that could play in their favor. But they're so overconfident, they probably believe it can.
Todd, it sounds like the Republicans are going to hold fast here if the Democrats try to keep offshore drilling off the table.
Well, we will see. It's a good thing to say now, heading into the August recess and rallying the troops and, you know, sounding all the notes that we are not going to back down and we should go to the mat on this. Whether or not they do it, we'll see. This is all going to be part of a debate over what's called a CR. That's a continuing resolution. It's going to be a funding bill for the government. The reason offshore drilling is banned, John, is because every year the ban is slipped into an appropriations bill, into these spending bills. Well, Republicans are saying, we should not, none of us, not the president, not one single Republican member of Congress should support the spending bill in September if it's got that ban in there. If they succeed in blocking it, if they go to the mat on this, so to speak, without a spending bill, there's no government funding. Without any government funding, there's a shutdown. If they'll do it, we'll see. That's going to depend if people feel like it's in their favor to go to the limit.
Let's talk about the practicality, though, of that argument. It is very tricky, isn't it? Because no one, especially not the Republicans, economists can't even agree, have this notion that there is a direct link between the gas prices and offshore drilling. People seem to be saying, experts in the field, that even if the ban were lifted, you're not talking about seeing any actual oil making it to any gas stations for upwards of 10 years or more.
Right. Well, a lot of this, you're onto something very important, because a lot of this is going to depend on Republicans polling and on Democratic polling and what they're learning from what voters actually think about this debate. Not necessarily what it will really do, unfortunately, the policy, but what people think. If right now Republicans think they're winning the argument on drilling, that many Americans want drilling, well, Democrats say that their polls show that Americans don't blame high gas prices on the fact that there's no offshore drilling, that there's a lot of factors like oil companies, foreign governments, profit taking, and that offshore drilling is way down the list. If that moves up and people really do blame it on the fact that there's no drilling, then Republicans might see some impetus to go forward with this.
This is fascinating, Todd, because it means that the fate of the government is in the hands of people that Republican lawmakers are going to be talking to over the next month as they travel at their Rotary Club meetings and their breakfasts and their campaign events and take the temperature of people on this issue of drilling. If they come back to Washington believing that it's on their side, it's an issue they can win on, we may be in for a showdown.
It's absolutely possible. It depends on people that Democrats talk to, too. Imagine that. The fate of the government is actually in the hands of people that lawmakers talk to.
Hold the presses, imagine. Todd. We got to go. Thanks so much. Todd Zwillick, reporter anchor for Capital News Connection.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.